This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Boston-based Jimmy Ryan has been playing music since he was 12, but he says he's always been a bit of a contrarian. Back in the 1970s, all of his buddies were playing guitar, and he wanted to do something different.
So he picked up the mandolin, and he's been playing it ever since. Now he's a fixture on the Boston bluegrass and Americana scene, but over the years, he's sampled a wide range of musical styles, including ska, glam rock, and punk.
Jimmy Ryan has just released his fifth solo album called Reedville. He'll be performing Friday night at Johnny D's in Somerville. Here he is live in our studio performing What If I Fall.
Hey, what if I fall in love with you, baby? What if I fall in love with you, baby? What if I fall in love with you, baby? What if I fall in love? What if I fall in love? I might move to the hills with you someday. I might move to the hills with you someday. I might move to the hills with you someday. All if I fall in love. All if I fall in love. Hills with you someday. Carve your name in a tree for you someday. Carve a gel in a tree for you, baby. All if I fall in love. All if I fall in love. Babe, what if I fall in love with you, baby? What if I fall in love with you, baby? What if I fall in love with you, baby? What if I fall in love? What if I fall in love? Hey. I might move to the hills with you someday. I might move to the hills with you someday. I might move to the hills with you someday. All if I fall in love. All if I fall in love. Hey, what if I fall in love with you, baby? What if I fall in love with you, baby? What if I fall in love with you, baby? What if I fall in love? What if I fall in love? Hey, what if I fall in love with you, baby? What if I fall in love with you, baby? What if I fall in love with you, baby? What if I fall in love? What if I fall in love? What if I fall in love? What if I fall in love?
All right, that's Jimmy Ryan with What If I Fall off his fifth solo album, Reedville. He's with us right here live in our Radio Boston studio. Jimmy Ryan, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks.
Great to have you.
Very nice to be here. Thanks.
Let me introduce a couple of your band members here. David Westner on bass. Welcome to you, Dave, and Duke Levine on guitar. Duke, we're getting used to seeing you here. We ought to have a desk for you, I think, at Radio Boston.
Someone I might like.
His own show.
His own show, the Duke Levine Show. But Jimmy Ryan, tell us why the mandolin. What attracted you to that instrument?
Well, I think just the fact that it seemed odd to me at the time. You know, I was like, what is that thing? I think I want to learn how to play that because everybody else is playing the guitar, and I don't know. There's no future in guitar, right, Duke?
Yeah, just ask Duke. It's been terrible for him.
Exactly.
There's a past, but there's no future.
Okay. So, Jimmy, you've been in Boston for the past 30 years. You
yep.
lived in upstate New York as a kid. Tell me about your early musical roots.
Okay.
What attracted you to this kind of music?
Well, I guess my mom's from Cumberland, Maryland, Allegheny Mountains, and I don't know, I just something about it, I liked it when I heard it, and then when I discovered a mandolin, and then I discovered, well, there's bluegrass music, and that's where you use the mandolin. I started researching it and going to shows, following Bill Monroe around upstate New York, and you know, just finding out all I could about hillbilly music, pretty much, and jazz.
And I mean, because you over your career, you've sort of blended bluegrass with other stuff. You kicked off your musical career with a punk band called Descents,
yes.
right?
Yep, the Descents.
The Descents.
Yeah.
And then there was the Blood Oranges.
Yeah.
And then the Beacon Hillbillies.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of like bluegrass in a way. They're just like loose and messy and somewhat aggressive. And you know, like the song might sound very happy, but the words aren't. You know.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this new album, Reedville. First of all, that's named for the neighborhood you live in, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Which is out there in Hyde Park.
Yeah, so I live in Dedham, actually, on the Reedville Reedville Manor is called. It's on the Hyde Park Dedham line. It's really right. nice out there. There's like a lot of railroad yards and near right. the Blue Hills.
So. I see. So this is sort of an ode to your neighborhood?
Yes. Yeah, I wrote most of the songs there. I started them there.
All right, well, let's hear something else from sure. this. What are you going to play for us?
Here's a song. It's called All the Hearts. Now, when I used to live in Brighton Center for many years, I'd go to the local pub on a Monday night when it was quiet and sit there and read the Irish immigrant newspaper, the Green Paper, as they call it. And so I was reading about the different counties of the news of the counties. And in Galway, there's a story about how these two sisters had grown up in Connemara, part of Galway, and one of them passed away, and she wanted her ashes scattered in False Bay, Connemara. So her sister went to do that, and whilst she was doing that, she was swept away and passed away herself, which is...
All right.
It was pretty moving to me at the moment. I'm like, really? That's a true story? Wow. So that's what this song's about.
All right, Jimmy Ryan singing All the Hearts. Here we go.
All the hearts now beating will all stop someday as she scattered her sister's ashes. She was swept away into False Bay. Neighbor girls was a place of comfort. Watch the sea and the stars. Never were they so happy as they were in those days. All the hearts will all stop someday as she scattered her sister's ashes. She was swept away into False Bay.
That's Jimmy Ryan, Duke Levine, and Dave Westner playing All the Hearts off Jimmy Ryan's fifth and newest solo album, Reedville. Really, really lovely. Really nice. I want to mention that you're going to be performing this Friday night at Johnny D's in Somerville. There's a lot more information on our website, radioboston.org. And Jimmy, we're going to run out of time here, so I'm wondering if you could end the show for us and just play us out on something.
Sure.
And thank all three of you so much for coming in to play. We really appreciate it. What a pleasure.
Likewise.
So tell us what we're going to hear.
This is a song called Gone, You're Gone.
Gone, You're Gone. Jimmy Ryan, this Friday night at Johnny D's in Somerville.
Baby, can you hear me? 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 Once you're gone, you're gone. That's the name of this song. Once you're gone, you're gone. That's the name of this song. Baby, can you hear me? 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 Well, everything you showed me, everything you told me, everything you showed me, everything you told me, well, it's true, it's all true. Before you know what to do, but I forgot what you said, so I'll sing this instead. Baby, can you hear me? Baby, can you hear me? Baby, can you hear me? Baby, can you hear me?
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
Breathing through the wire, you got to catch a fire. Banging down the turnpike, faster than a jet bike. Well, it's true, it's all true. Before you know what to do, well, hang on real tight, because it's gonna be a long night. Baby, can you hear me? 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 Once you're gone, you're gone.
Baby, can you hear
That's
me?
The name of this song.
Baby, can you hear
Once you're gone, you're gone.
Baby, can you hear
That's the name of